I'm very delighted to say we have our first guest of the morning on the line. Out with an amazing book of poetry called Vultures. I'm delighted to have Tamaki Makaurau's Jenny Rockwell on the line. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, tell me, what's it like having published work out there? That must be like quite a satisfying feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely very surreal. It's something I've dreamed of for a very long time. So to hold the copy or multiple copies in my hand is just, it's a crazy feeling. I'm very, very, very lucky and very excited.
Yeah, so tell me, when did you first get given a copy?
Honestly, only like a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Maybe 2 weeks ago, I got a delivery at my door with about 10 copies for promo copies, and it was very surreal to finally see it as a real book. I think up until that point, it kind of just feels like, I don't know, like, you know, it's lots of different documents.
And yes, yeah.
It's all online and it doesn't really feel that real. And then all of a sudden it's actually in print, and it's very, very, very surreal, but very exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, just a pile of paper up until then. But congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking book as well. Now, tell me, how does one even get started on a book of poetry?
Do you mean like my process or?
Yeah. Because you've been published a couple of times. I mean, one wouldn't go into writing a book of poetry without having already written some. So how did you get originally into poetry?
So I got into poetry in high school through a program called Word the Frontline, which is a poetry mentorship sort of competition that runs in Tamaki Makaurau with high school students. And that was all performance poetry, so I was very involved in that sort of world, and just went through that program and then really got inspired to keep writing. And yeah, just sort of have been writing ever since. I honestly started writing at a really young age. I was writing big old novels. I mean, novels on this big old chunky PC back in the day, which sadly broke and I lost all of them, which is a real, real gutting because I'd love to read them now. I think that'd be amazing. I've kind of been writing my whole life, to be honest. And when I set out to write this book, I think it was really helpful for me having a team of people around me. The amazing Dead Bird Books and Dominic Coley kind of right beside me telling me I had to meet my deadlines and things, which was really helpful. Otherwise, I think I would have been writing it forever in a way.
I love the honesty on that. Well, congratulations. I think this is so, so cool. Now, you spoke there of like having deadlines and so on. Included in that, is there like are there quotas? Do you have to write a certain amount of poetry?
Not for this project. I think it kind of varies depending on what you're writing. There's sort of like a rough estimate of how long a normal poetry book would be.
Yeah, right.
But going into it, I had sort of maybe half of it written. So then I spent the summer writing the other half of poems and then editing a lot.
Interesting. So, how did you kind of know when this book was finished? Or was that kind of like instinctive?
Honestly, I'm such a perfectionist. I think nothing's ever finished for me, but it just felt right. And it got to the point where there was nothing else left that I felt like I had to change. Honestly, it sounds simple, but that was really it. It was a moment where I was like, okay, no, we're done. It felt right. And I was happy with the order, and every single word was where it was meant to be for me. So, yeah, I'm pretty meticulous with editing, but it's been a long, long time combing through every single word. And now there was a moment where I felt like, okay, no, it's good. And yeah, then it was done.
Wow, that is so, so interesting. I mean, first of all, I have to say, some of these poems are just spectacular. Really, really particularly love this book. And it tackles unashamedly such kind of big issues. Mm. How did you feel about that? Because, of course, you know, it's all quite personal to you as well. Mm. You know, you're sharing a lot of yourself here. How was that whole process?
Terrifying. yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I'm like, wow, okay, I really did that. But, no, it was really rewarding as well. And I think that's kind of the nature of art in general. I feel like to make, at least for me, to make art that means anything, or good art, in my opinion, is something that is truthful. And if I hadn't written a truthful book, I don't think I would have wanted to write a book at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally can understand why you would think that. I love some of these poems. They're so stunning. Mm-hmm. But I think your very, very first poem, The Basement of the Simmons Street Chapel is on fire and covered in drag glitter. First of all, great name. It's really, really, I do not want to write a poem about shame. I do not want to write a poem about shame. I do not want to write a poem about shame. I think it's really interesting. You have that in there. I mean, for a myriad of reasons, but one of them being that poetry still sort of suffers, I think, from that stereotype that it's really dreary and sad and a deadly serious thing. Did you feel a need, like, did part of you want to kind of show that poetry can be colourful and fun and tackle things in unserious ways?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I wrote a lot of really depressing, sad poetry because that was what I thought poetry was as I kind of almost challenged myself to write some more positive poems because I find it a lot harder, and I think a lot of artists can probably relate to that. It comes more naturally to write about things that are painful and hard, and I think writing a poem or any kind of art that's positive, it can be a lot harder to write it in a way that hasn't been said before or doesn't come across as sort of cheesy. I don't know.
Yeah,
that was my
yeah.
experience. So I kind of started challenging myself to write about more positive things too, and I honestly think it was just like the period of my life I'm in as well. I am quite happy, so I'm just writing about my life as it is. And also I really wanted to write about queer joy, because I think a lot of stories in the media, especially growing up, most queer stories that I was exposed to were really full of pain and anguish and despair and never had a happy ending. So I think I kind of wanted to, like, I think it's really important to make art about queerness that is also showing that it can be really beautiful and that you can still live a beautiful life. So I think that's a big part of why I also felt really, I felt it was really important to also add stories in there of positivity and joy alongside the hard parts.
I couldn't agree more, quite frankly. Being queer is fun, quite frankly. People should know that. Who's Nat?
Nat is my partner.
Lucky Nat. Lucky, lucky Nat. Now, what's I going to say? Oh, yes. If people want to purchase this book, I guess is a gone question, really. Where can people do that?
You can purchase Vultures on deadbirdbooks.com and also at all good indie bookstores around the country, which I've always wanted to be able to say. So, yeah, across the country, most small independent bookstores should have Vultures, and if they don't, ask them to get it.
Yeah, right.
And I'm also on my social media, Dawn Poems, D-A-W-N Poems on Instagram and TikTok. There's links on there as well. So, yeah.
Oh, you're on TikTok, because like poetry on TikTok's like quite a thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. It's something I've talked a lot about in different interviews, but it's an interesting one. I have mixed feelings about it, but I'm also really grateful to that platform because it has really enabled me to feel more confident in my writing and connect with the community and an audience there. But it is interesting having to fit poems into such short format and add a hook in the start and everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Must be strange. Good, though, that you're building confidence from it. I don't think social media builds much confidence in people anymore, so that's nice. Jenny, first of all, congratulations. You should be so happy about this. It's really, really good. So congratulations to you and to our audience right now. Go buy Vultures. Even if you're not really into poetry, I think this is a great book and could kind of open your eyes a little bit. So Jenny, one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been heaps of fun.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And have you really celebrated this release yet? Like, have you done anything fun?
Not yet.
Oh, come on now. go party for me, please. Have a great day.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.